From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. A group of 14 Florida Gulf Coast University students attended the presidential inauguration today in Washington, D.C., thanks to the Brunson Foundation and State Representative Byron Donalds of Naples. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone went with them and has this report.
The FGCU students went along with students from Florida Southwestern University and Ave Maria University. Some of the FGCU students are members of student government. They say they appreciated the opportunity to see the federal government up close.
It was a completely different experience. Definitely recommend anybody, if you have the chance to go, go. Like, that's not something you, like, get to see every day.
That was Ashley Sambrun, the Chief Justice of FGCU student government. Sambrun expressed her concerns and, more importantly, her love for the Obamas throughout the inauguration ceremony.
Seeing, like, Obama and Michelle, knowing that this was, like, their last time, that, like, kind of got surreal for me. And then, like, hearing Donald Trump talk in person was like, yeah, that was different.
Sambrun's colleague, student body treasurer Ivan Rodriguez, expressed a similar sentiment after the inauguration.
The environment was a lot different than what I expected. You know, the media shows you one thing. I don't know if it's because all the rallying is done and he's finally elected or what, but for a majority of it, it was quite peaceful.
Rodriguez says there were a couple unexpected moments during the ceremony.
There were times where people did get a little out of hand with it. I heard some chanting from the mall. I heard them chanting back there, build that wall, which is, I feel, is kind of inconsiderate, you know. I have a lot of friends that are here with visas that are from Mexico.
Despite those moments, Rodriguez remains hopeful about the next 4 years.
As long as he has his head on right and follows through with his promises, helping people get off welfare by creating new jobs for them so that way they can actually make a living on their own and all of that, I'm all for it. I just really hope that he can help unite us instead of further divide us.
The students also met with representatives from both the House and Senate and toured the national monuments. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone in Washington, D.C.